Can you tell me what kind of farming you started then, from 1954?
That would have been still dairying, basically dairying, rearing our own heifers, replacements for the dairy herd. We grew mangolds for feeding them in the winter. We were haymaking. We actually, when we bought Bridge Farm, we actually bought a baler which made small round bales, the Alice Chalmer Roto Baler, which has been on exhibit actually at the Rural Life Museum fairly recently. We still own this machine actually, and it makes the small round bales, which are about the same weight as the conventional small square bales were, but of course they were weatherproof because they were rolled. They were actually weatherproof once you baled them. But it was a difficult machine to operate because you had to stop every time it tied the bales with string. So you were perpetually stopping and starting all the time. But that was one of the concessions. I know the first year we had Bridge Farm, we were actually using horses to turn the hay. We made a lot of hay because we'd only bought the farm in the spring and we hadn't got the livestock to graze it all. And so we nearly wore the poor horses down because they were having to work twice as hard as they had done before. But we did actually have I'm just trying to remember, we had a Ferguson tractor, I think, in those days for mowing. And of course, with the advent of the new set-up on the common agricultural policy, we're not tied, the subsidy level is not tied to the amount of quota you own or anything like this, which has a bearing on it as well. There's a historic payment, which we're working on, and then there's going to be an acreage payment, so it's a transitional stage we're in at the moment. But a lot of people got their historic payments in the bag, as you might say, are quite happy now to stop producing milk because there's not that any subsidy level is not dependent on what they produce.
So when will it be moved over entirely to acreage?
It's going over a period of about 6 years. So that we're about 2012, I think, we actually get entirely over to acreage. But certainly a lot of people have been waiting to make a move, either selling their dairy herd or selling their farm and things, until they could see which way to establish their historic payments as much as anything. But certainly it's a great period of transition again at the moment. I think the fact that there's a number of empty dairy buildings round about which have been converted to office accommodation or natural fact, Bridge Farm has actually converted it to office accommodation as well. The actually traditional buildings, which I said we put in the milking parlour where the pigsty was, in actual fact, it's accommodation now, and it's got 14 people working that office at Bridge Farm in the old building.
What kind of business has come in?
That is actually an agricultural research company, the Kingshay Farming Trust, and they do practical agricultural research, and they actually use the farm as their workshop, as you might say. We have maize trials, because we grow maize now. That's another difference in feeding the cows. We're growing something like 60 acres of maize a year. And the maize has got a much higher feed value than the grass. A lower protein, but got much higher carbohydrate. We have maize trials on the farm. We have grass trials, different varieties of grass, and also different subspecies in the grass, whether they're more palatable, that type of thing.